is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And both Luke and Brian in studio in the Solid
Same
Realty
studio.
Studios.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird. The stars are aligning.
You know what? I'd have to say it does feel like the first time.
It almost, it's just like the first
mostly because I'm about as sharp as that day was when I was like, yeah,
but show together now.
You know, Wisconsin politics is really interesting. You know, and now I'm just like, this is insane.
Yeah.
I can't even. I so badly want an actual point to argue against, but then it's just, you know, you can't argue with made up stuff.
You really can't. You can't argue with hypotheticals, and there's no ability in that story to be able to say, well, they would have been found out had they tried to fraudulently vote. Again, which is their whole point. They came forward before the election to say, oh, we did this illegal thing, but we don't want to find out after the fact that we did this illegal thing. We want to tell you now and try to throw up chaos into the whole system. And that's and because this is back in the headlines, Brian, because a state representative that Harry Waite claims he didn't request the ballot showed up at Harry Waite's house. So now maybe there's some kind of shadow people also making these requests and sending them to Harry Waite's house. Because over the weekend, State Representative Elijah Benke of Oconto, his absentee ballot showed up to Harry Waite's house. And Harry Waite claims that he didn't request it. But how do you know? He's a criminal. So can you take his word? I don't know. But according to the story over the Wisconsin State Journal, Harry Waite didn't request it, but Rep. Benke's absentee ballot showed up at Harry Waite's house.
Could you? There's just so much effort going into stupid things. Could you just think of a better way to pave the roads?
Do you think they just like requested so many absentee ballots that they just forgot which elected officials' absentee ballots they actually requested?
Has to be an elected official. That way we know it's real.
Well, they did it for the Racine mayor. They did it for Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Foss. It's like, they were trying to get some individuals of notoriety. They wanted famous elected officials, people here in Wisconsin, to request those absentee ballots to make it a story. Because I don't know if it necessarily, if some nut job is requesting a bunch of absentee ballots of random individuals and committing that fraud, I don't think it's as big of a story. But if you do it to the Speaker of the Assembly, that's pretty much putting your thumb right in the eye of the elected officials that are directly responsible for determining what legislation would come up to address these problems.
This isn't even good for like a plot of a 1 hour like episodic on Hallmark. This is maybe like the plot of like a half hour sitcom at best, and they're drawing it out for an entire season. Like, it's just like, it's like talking, it's like arguing with somebody on how angels work. Like, how does that? No, you should see this movie. It's called, you know, like,
they play in the outfield.
The Prophecy. You ever see The Prophecy?
I don't think so.
It's all about that. It's with Christopher Walken and Eric Stoltz. You ever see the Eric Stoltz version of Back to the Future?
No.
Eric Stoltz.
You were just a library.
I'm sorry.
Of,
yeah.
Of Eric pop Stoltz. By the way, that I don't know.
Eric Stoltz filmed half of the movie as Marty McFly,
and by half himself?
No.
Oh.
Like, they did the movie with him as Marty McFly. And then halfway through, the director was like, it's too dark. This guy is just, like, Eric Stoltz just has, I mean, he's a nice guy, he's a good actor. He just has this dark type of feel about him, even though he's a redhead. Anyway, they filmed half the movie with him and then had to redo it. And they got this kid, Michael J. Fox involved. Yeah. And apparently that worked out really well. But you can go on YouTube and check out the
outtakes. I have seen that version.
Yeah.
I have seen that version.
It's really weird. Anyway, that's enough of a tangent. Let's go to see. Let's say hi to Dick in Madison. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, real quick before I get to what I was going to tell you about, if CJ's listening, gas is $3.49 at Woodman's East.
Gas doesn't exist, Dick.
Oh, that's right. The stuff that's going on about elections is, sadly enough, all across this country. I have to tell you guys this. This morning I heard the one in Arizona now where they had, like, 283 or 89 cases of supposed people that were dead voting. And they finally got that settled, and it settled on one.
Yeah.
And then you've got out in Pennsylvania this nutcase running for attorney general that just basically says he will null and void anything that he doesn't like the results of. point
sounds like democracy to me.
Sounds like Republicans in Wisconsin.
Doing this at the state level in all these states, and they're going to supersede, you know, they get their hands on these states like they're doing, and it won't matter. It'll be right down to the thing Matt brings up all the time. It doesn't matter who votes, but who counts the vote. And that's right where they're going with this, and it's scary.
Well, they don't have enough to go and get. They don't have enough ideas or enough people. I mean, look at the candidates here, right? How many times has a Republican since Trump been running as I'm an outsider? They're basically saying the party that I'm working with sucks, and that's why I'm the front runner every single time. Donald Trump won because everybody else sucked that bad. Scott Walker, if he had any sort of charisma or any sort of anything to offer anybody whatsoever, would have been possibly the nominee had he had anything to offer. But Trump is just a big shiny object, and they were like, well, I hate the system so much that the outsider is what I'm going to go with. And then everybody ran for, I hate the government, I hate everything. But the thing is, none of your candidates are even remotely like. How does Tim Michaels get to be the front runner because he's an outsider?
He spent $13 million on TV ads.
But the same people who are part of this party and who support Republican Party are going with the outsider guy.
Yeah,
because they're Republican, not because it makes no sense. Is my point? Do you have nothing better?
When you stand for nothing, you can be taken over by candidates that run these campaigns that, like you've said, you can project your own beliefs on them.
Yep.
They give you nothing but a blank canvas, and you, whatever you think of Tim Michaels is what Tim Michaels is to you.
Exactly.
And so therefore, he doesn't have, and he's allowed to do it because there's very little accountability in the media. He skipped a debate, and nobody said anything about
whatever.
It. He's just like, I'm not going to go to that debate. I'm just not going to do it.
Which is funny because Becky Clavish was a complete outsider for the when she got in.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy.
Well, luckily we know now that Juan Soto is going to the Padres probably with Josh Bell. So that's
it's like
good.
The Phillies are acquiring outfield Brandon Marsh from the Angels.
Oh well, that's Brandon Marsh. He's a decent player. All right.
I'm still shocked by the Josh Hader news.
I think he'll work out really good. I think Hader is on his downslope anyway, and I think you're selling high. Honestly, as an outsider Cubs fan, I totally think that you can rock with Williams and Hader. Hader was showing softiness, and I think he's like a Aroldis Chapman. Where
I think he just lost his focus a little bit because of newborn son. I don't know if he was on
the downslope.
Blame
the kid, man.
It coincided with it. I'm not blaming the kid. I'm just saying maybe his focus wasn't entirely there in the game.
It's great.
That's all.
Brewers would have won the World Series if the kid wasn't there. His whole life he's going to grow up
first
just knowing
place.
That.
Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Maybe we'll get Brian back tomorrow. Who knows? I'll be back tomorrow too. That's for sure.
See you kids and Hawks.
4 to 6 p.m. live Devils. We got Matt McNeil coming up next. See you tomorrow.